and welcome to the fifth Sunday of Easter. You, Lord, are my praise in the great assembly.
And praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
You, Lord, are my praise in the great assembly. You, Lord, are my praise. Hallelujah.
He will be remembered and all nations turn to Him. The Lord is King. The mighty bow before the Lord of all. Hallelujah.
You, Lord, are my praise in the great assembly. You, Lord, are my praise. Hallelujah.
Oh, my soul shall live for Him, my children serve Him. Generations yet to come will know what He has done. Hallelujah.
You, Lord, are my praise in the great assembly. You, Lord, are my praise. Hallelujah.
Jesus said to His disciples, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that bears no fruit, He cuts away, and every branch that does bear fruit, He prunes, to make it bear even more. You are pruned already, by means of the word that I have spoken to you. Make your home in me, as I make mine in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit all by itself, but must remain part of the vine, neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine, and you are the branches. Whoever remains in me, with me in him, bears fruit in plenty. For cut off from me you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me is like a branch that has been thrown away. He withers. These branches are collected and thrown on the fire, and they are burnt. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, you may ask what you will, and you shall get it. It is to the glory of my Father that you should bear much fruit, and then you will be my disciples.
Pruning fruit trees is not an exact science. I've just clipped off all the lower branches of my apple tree, which was in flowers, before checking with the experts. The gardening book I like to refer to for advice is Wardlock's excellent compilation from 1968. Here it states that there are two stages to pruning. The first stage is the formation of a sound basic shape, and the second is for the maintenance of balanced growth. So, okay, so far. It then said, spring was a good time to prune, but before the buds are out. Well, let's see what happens. In today's gospel, a vine is used to express a spiritual truth about our need to dwell in the life of the risen Christ. Jesus is the vine, and through his life we stay attached to the rootstock. The roots are like the words, the nourishment, the source of living water which is fed to the branches. In other words, Jesus feeds and nourishes our spiritual life when we stay in him. The Father is the one who prunes, which, in the sense of my gardening book, firstly means his Spirit can be the sound basic formation of our growth. And secondly, it means there'll be ample spiritual fruit buds and leaf growth when the parts that hinder development are handed over to him to deal with. Are the parts of my life that have started to grow wild? Bishop Robert Barron puts this very starkly and honestly in his podcast, Word of Fire, which you should subscribe to for a more in-depth approach than I could offer. Once we have identified a personal block, we can be assured of the Father's help in the pruning process. It's not all left up to us to deal with alone. We can play our part by pondering on the Word of God, particularly with Lectio Divina, where we can find ourselves being cared for individually and strengthened, supported and ready to grow again in the right direction, to meet new challenges, to overcome fears. Apparently, there are more scripture statements that encourage trust than any other phrases in the New Testament. I was on retreat last weekend, and Sister Anne of the Daughters of the Holy Spirit told the story of a vicar's wife she shared a retreat with. This poor woman was moth-eaten by her duties and looked fed up as all the spiritual fruit had been picked off her. Sister Anne was able to help her to stop trying so much and allow God to do some of the work himself for a change. One technique was her method of holy reading, which involves reading a passage lovingly, slowly, letting the words wash over you as if you were reading a personal love letter from God. Stay with what you are drawn to and allow your heart to be moved, she said. In Psalm 115, the lines that stood out were, "Your servant, Lord, your servant am I, you have loosened all my bonds." Bonds are loosened when we no longer need to be in control. The bonds we place on ourselves are usually linked to a desire to control. Richard Rohr makes an observance that the opposite of control is love, and adds with a smile that God remains in love and is therefore out of control mode. More seriously, he says, we can choose to give control back to God and simply act out of love. Sometimes conscience can show us parts of our own life that are like the wild shoots of an uncared for plant. They're not rooted in the true vine and may prevent us from reaching our true potential, which is to give control back to the Father. By turning to Scripture, and particularly Lectio Divina, we can allow the true spiritual life to grow into a fuller relationship with Jesus and bear his spiritual fruit of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, trust, self-control. The vicar's wife certainly went away with a newfound joy in her life. More words of encouragement come from Jesus himself when he says, we don't have to worry about how to create this fruit all by ourselves, because he makes his home in believers, and it is his presence that bears fruit in plenty, not our efforts. Spiritual fruit is not something we can create by our own, then. Particularly gardening or pruning techniques that we try to use in our spiritual life. In the Wardlock chapter on pruning, I think I did stumble on the truth, though, about the ways of the vine dresser. It states that the expert pruner doesn't blindly concern himself with making a tree conform to a given shape. If a tree tends to grow away from the shape he had in mind for it, he will adjust his ideas to what he thinks is best for the individual tree in those circumstances. So sometimes we can grow a little wild. Finally, if we are worried, it must make sense to pray, to ponder on the words that Jesus spoke and to take part in the sacraments. Spoken prayer with our lips can be as simple as saying Jesus is Lord. Overall, I think we must trust the words we are drawn to. It might be then possible to hear in our hearts the words spoken by Jesus, I have loosened all your bonds, and then simply trust all into the hands of our Heavenly Dad, the Vine Dresser, to provide the best environment for all his special apple trees to blossom.
Chocolate, 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 choc